just, I know the word you're looking for is turnip salad.
What do you all usually call them?
I just call them turnip greens.
Greens, right. No,
but
I'm
now, Mr. Berry called it salad.
Okay. No, I'm not looking
I'm
for
sure
any
he would.
Sure.
But that's three different what things you could call it.
Right.
I don't care for the roots of turnips.
Mm-hmm. No, I just want to know, you know, which one you'd use.
I'll say I'm going to have some turnip greens today.
Right.
I wish I had some in the garden right now.
Doesn't that sound good?
About big as my hand.
Uh-huh. You all don't have chipmunks around here, those little animals?
No, I've never seen one. They might be here, I don't know.
Okay, and you don't have, do you all have anything you call a ground squirrel? You have those gray squirrels?
Yeah, I have the gray squirrels and the red squirrels and the fox squirrels.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what do you call the little creature, you know, about so big that hops around on the ground?
Toad frog.
And if he lives in the water?
It's a bullfrog.
Okay.
And you eat his legs.
Yeah.
I don't.
You know?
I don't like them.
Oh, they're good.
I've never tried them.
They are just very good.
They say they're delicious. It's supposed to be a delicacy.
Yes, we used to hunt them and prepare them. And is there another word for a little tiny frog that may live up in the tree and make a little...
A rain frog.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms used for bait in fishing?
I don't fish, but I know what you're talking about.
You're right, just say then. Just
earthworms, is that the word I want?
Okay, how is it?
Earthworms, I don't know if that's right or not.
Okay, and any other worms that you think of that might be used for bait?
Somebody calls them wiggle worms,
okay.
But I don't know.
Okay.
Because I don't fish. I know my sister-in-law comes out here and gets these nice, soft, damp places and gets one earthworm, I think.
Okay.
Because they are used. Don't destroy them because they work the ground and make
sure.
It pliable and loose and aerated.
Good. And what do you call an insect that sends off lights off and on?
A firefly.
And is that the common word around here?
There's another one I'm trying to think of. I call it a firefly.
Okay. What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies over ponds and lakes? It maybe is about that long, but slender body.
I know what you're talking about. I've seen them a dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't use these words in
sure.
a long time,
sure.
I don't know what I can't find.
Okay, let me ask if you have heard any of these words down here. Mosquito hawk.
Yeah, well, is that what it is?
That may
there
be.
There is one. I've heard that, and that describes it.
Okay, snake feeder, dragonfly.
No, mosquito hawk's the word I was thinking.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that some that people
dirt
say...
Dirt dauber.
How's that?
Dirt dauber.
And what do you call peanuts that grow and ripen underground? I can't ask that question. I'm supposed to say, what do you call nuts that ripen
underground? Well, they're two different. Peanuts is what I'd call it. But they also call them goobers.
Right. About,
yeah, same thing. Peanuts are goobers.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you may say the boy what his father?
Is a spit image of his father.
Okay.
And I've got a grandson that's a spit image of his father.
Isn't that interesting? That's interesting.
And one
look so
two,
much like.
And one is a spit image of my people.
Yes.
His grandfather and my people on back.
Yes.
And the other one, his father is a big 200-pound, and he's just like this. He's a school teacher. He teaches history, but he's... And this almost going to be just like him. He can knock down everything he comes to.
If the boy's behavior, now that was the way they look, but if they act the same way, how do you, would you be likely to say that if they both are, get angry easily, or if they're both
quick
very
temper.
Quiet
quick
or quick-tempered, how would you say that? The boy, what, his father?
Well, I just say he's